an Eved Hashem. Shavisa Hashem Lanegi Somet. We have to see what the Shulchan Aruch expects from us. The Shulchan Aruch expects from us Shavisa Hashem Lanegi Somet. Right? Number one, Sim Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. That Shavisa Hashem Lanegi Somet means a person mustn't do anything that he might think would be detrimental if he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of him. And if Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, before he was Niftar, right, he told his Talmidim, in other words, a person should fear Hashem as much as he fears his friend. And when they said to him, is that's all? He said, yes, it's quite a person must always realize that he shouldn't do anything chas v'shalom that he knows is, if his friend would be there, he would be embarrassed to do it. And he has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him the whole time. That's the shleimus, the tefillah, that's why we have Shavisa Hashem like this on the board in front of the Shliach Tzibur, because that's the sod, the yesod, the holy sod of Avodas Hashem. As soon as a person feels chas v'shalom that there's a nituk between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he starts feeling free. And then this is on a very far-fetched level, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yidua. The Gemara says, that he kofri Yisrael b'Hashem elu l'hatelem arois b'fahesya. Which means that they turned to kfir because they wanted to do averas. In other words, if a person realizes Shavisa Hashem l'nekdi somet, then he can never do averas. Klal Yisrael then, it was a tekufa where they were koifin Hashem in order to allow them to do averas. Because the conscience of doing averas, when they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching them, is too much. That's in terms of Yira that we're talking about. In terms of Yira Shemayim, a person has to realize, he has to think the whole time, he must go in the whole time, Shavisa Hashem l'nekdi somet, Shavisa Hashem l'nekdi somet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, keep achazing himself. Alachas kama v'kama, if this is mitam in Yira, alachas kama v'kama in terms of Ava, that the person has to realize not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching him the whole time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caring for him the whole time. Kol HaNeshama Tehalul Ka Luka. Harei David HaMelech finishes Sefer Tehillim, which is Kol HaNeshama Tehalul Ka, which is the end of Sefer Tehillim. And the Chazal Dashnum, Kol HaNeshama Tehalul Ka, Kol Neshima HaNeshima Tehalul Ka, you have to thank. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every breath that you take in, for every breath that you take out. David HaMelech, from all the praises in the whole Sefer Tehillim, which is the Sefer of Zemiris, Shiris, and Sashbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the last praise which sums up the whole Sefer Tehillim, is that for everything, a person has to realize the whole time that he has to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the whole time. Ani Ba'oiti, Ahalel Ha'Boiri, Ahalel Ha'Boiri, have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is switching from Yira to Arva, which Chazal say in Lina, which is especially the Achroinim. That's a day our void is be ikam itoch ava, and on the toch ava to etvekus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzimai always says that Agavi Shavavim. Shavavim used to be a time for Tanis. Today Shavavim is a time for Avas Hashem, to increase Avas Hashem. In other words, to increase Avas Hashem is just to mean Zboinen every day. And it's very important, even especially in a place like who are you, where you know, one is oisig and busy with so many different things, one forgets who I am, what am I doing, where am I focusing. It's very important, the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Chavetz Chaim made his own Cheshbon HaNefesh. And Chavetz Chaim used to spend hours sometimes upstairs making his Cheshbon HaNefesh, Yidua. He used to make all things that just imagine he was talking to himself, but he was imagining as if he's somebody else, and he's talking to somebody else. And they're asking him, do you know this guy he's from there? And do you know what does he do with his time? And he used to spend a long time, even every second was precious. Especially in a place like YU, where there's so many different forces flying, and so many different ruchos, winds blowing in all directions, a place where it's so easy to get muddled up, mixed up, and mavulbal and hamri. So it's very important every evening, right? Every single evening. It's very important that a person should make a cheshbon nefesh before he went to bed every day, and he says to himself, what did I do in this day? In other words, when I got up this morning, what was my she'ifa this morning? A person gets up in the morning and he says, Moida ani lefenecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me back my neshama, HaMachze neshama is lefgar mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me back my neshama. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do today? What's my she'ifa to do today? Before you go to bed at night, always make the cheshbon nefesh, what did I do today? Did I live up to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me back my neshama to? Closeness, getting feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more. Person is an Shivas, he's learning the whole day, davening, he's the whole time, every Omar Abai is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person's Isaac in Adon Yonam as well, they have to spend more time talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Jewish Manesh, keeping that close connection of Avas Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering that HaKol Neshiva Neshima, of everything, one has to think how much one has to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, continues to give us, health, prosperity, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And what does he want back from us? He wants back from us that we should be El Chayiv, be an Ever Hashem, give him Lachas Ruach. He wants to give me the Father. He always says, Tzimai, calling out, oh, Tata 9, Tata Yah. Yeah, Tata, you know, he lives his life, and he's Tata, talking to Tata. The greatest tzaddikim used to talk like that. The cousin of the Rebbe used to, the one I told you about, he used to learn 80 blah every morning before davening. Right? The one who wrote in the Shavavim that every bocher should try and learn 18 blot before davening every day in Shavavim. So he was, you know, he was a year on 80 blot every day before davening. He was one of, you know, he's written in Shalos Tshuvos. He was the Gaon Olam before the war, and he used to the whole time. You know, when my father took him around when he was in London, always he's talking. He used to lie down. You know, didn't have any more class. Sit down. He used to just lie down and say, "Oh, tata, tata." Somebody told me the Rav of Miron's daughter, whatever, stayed with us once for Shabbos. And the Rebbe, the president, whatever, came to Miron. So after davening for hours, he knocked on their door in the middle of the night. He was by himself without a gaba, and he says he needs somewhere to lie down for the rest of the night. She said, they saw the cousin Rebbe, and said, of course, come in, and gave him a sofa to sit down. She told his daughter, the Rav Stern, he's the Rav of Miron. His daughter had, you know, he's the Rav of the little town in Miron. Few eaten, and he's like the Rav. So a lot of people used to stay by him, big tzaddikim. So cousin Rebbe knocked on the door in the middle of the night, and she told us that, you know, the few hours left till the morning, he lay down, he didn't fall asleep. Ay, heilige tata. Ay, heilige tata. Ay, heilige tata. He was murmuring to himself the whole time. That was his sleep. In other words, somebody who lives with the ach, Kodesh Baruch Hu is my tata, Kodesh Baruch Hu is my father, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me siyat nishmai, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to be named Hashem. Hashem, I'm makkah that you're doing so much for me. Give me the siyat nishmai that I should be able to give you some nachas ruach. And a person who chases that over with himself the whole time and the whole time and the whole time, isn't every, you know, then his whole life is different. Remember, don't become secular. The message goes to why you don't become secular. Remain Kodesh, remain Kedusha, remain the Tahara, remain with Torah, remain with Torah Shabbat Tzav and Torah Shabbat Peh, remain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the Bechina, it's all the Bechina, it's all the Bechina afters with you, but not without you.
No, my wall.
No, not now.
You
won't
have to look. Yeah.
No, and anyway, So that's the Bechina. The Bechina is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Living, after afterwards, let's finish this thing. Living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tata, Tata. You call out HaKadosh, you get a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secular world means there's severing a link. You know, I come into Shul, I daven, I go home, and it's not Chas Hashem to lose that link with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Yisod. Everything else is included in that. That's the Hatzlacha, good davening. You're saying Baruch HaToy, you're saying speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the Koyach, the Gelegenheit, the Shmai to say Ato. Malachim can say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Gelegenheit to speak to him as if we're talking to a friend. Just think about Cheshvan Nefesh, you know, how much Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. That's why I'm very, very important. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding one end of the rope and you're holding the other end of the rope. It's not a muscle. Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa, it says. Yaakov Chevel is a rope. And there's a Kaviyachal, there's a Bechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding one end, that we're holding the other, and there's such a Kesher, there's such a Dveikus, there's such a Kashrus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Indian is, another very important Indian is, you know, feeling our Achrayus, especially that we live in today, where, unfortunately, you know, today's a day where, in Mitzad Echad, all the Doris before us are looking upon us. This is the Dor, the Ikus of the Mashiach, and all the Doris are looking at our door and saying that, you know, that every mitzvah is up to you. You're going to want to bring the Gula. You're going to be running the Raman Pasans. Every Yid does one mitzvah and helps to every Pasan. To Machriya, the whole world, the Kapschus, and our Dor, the Kulian, we're in a Dor where every single mitzvah, every single Yid is Mesugal to bring about the Gula. To realize the Chashivas of every mitzvah. To realize the Achrayas that our generation has. Mitzad Echad, our generation is never such a sort of low generation, so far away from the Sogan that people used to have. The Balabatan today, the Akolin Goliath today, everybody is so far away from what people were 100, 200 years ago. And Mitzacheni, because of that, it's a Bechin of Mina Meitzah. And we're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mina Meitzah Karosikon, Noni Bamerchav Kor, personally, every Meitzah, every slight Meitzah means so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this door. Because this door is a door with so much Taiva and so much, you know, so much, who did he quote from it? I quoted from somebody who said that in terms of Shmir, I say Naim, it'd be better Chas V'Shalom if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take away a person's eyesight, and we shouldn't be faced with the Nisyonis that we have of Shmir, I say Naim. In other words, the Chas V'Shalom, I'm saying it's the Nisyonis that we go through today, where you're walking into the street and walking, living, you know, living a life amongst not from people, living amongst Mangoyim, living a life amongst priests and amongst things. Mitzadechad, it's such a low generation. Mitzadechad, every mitzvah of a person means so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person once closes his eyes, you're going on an underground, what do you call it, the metro?
Subway.
So you're going on a subway, you're sitting on a thing there, and there's people and there's women and etc. It's as if a person's Shemir Nine for 5 minutes, he might think, what have I done? Right? What have I done? Other Rabbi doesn't got no idea. Each tiniest mitzvah that a person does, because it's such a weak door, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every tiny mitzvah. Once upon a time, when the doors were more, were greater, and there wasn't so much tumah out, is then in Chanami, they worked on bigger stuff. But today, where the, you know, everything is so bad, everything is so, the world is, Chazal said, Achronim said that the world has reached today in the chin of Nun Shari Tumah, which means the Nun Shari Tumah is the worst they can get, and according to some Adregas, Al Pi Teva, is no way of getting out of it, and therefore we have to be this special Siyat Nishmai. It's called the Gedolim called this the Friedrich generation. It's called this the door of Nun Shari Tumah. So every tiny step a person makes in like Shmir Senayim or in anything, not to watch certain movies, or not, you know, not to talk to girls and that sort of thing. The slightest step he does, he could have, if he has to say hello to a girl, and he just says, hello, how are you? And he doesn't say, ah, my year in Israel, doesn't get into the mood, and he's the kind of Mishnah, of Parva, Sicha, Mishta, Im Isha, Be'ishta, Yom, Kazachoyim, Be'ishis, Chaveroi, isn't he got no idea how these little things mean so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Akkadah is realizing what Achrai is. We're living in this door, a door which is Kaviyachal, so far fetched from the Geula, but Mitzacheni so close to the Geula. And every mice that a person does, every twitch that a person does, every krech that a person does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means so much. All the little Nakudas mean in this door much more than they meant in three Dekadahs in previous generations. And maybe therefore there's another, you know, another important Nakudah when it comes to even outside of the Beis HaMedrash, in terms of, you know, your roommate's got a book. He's reading a novel, and you know that novel's got pieces in it which, you know, whatever. And, you know, and once you come back and you're exhausted and you can't be bothered to learn, so, don't, you know, keep yourself back to 5 minutes, or even going on the plane. You're going on the plane tomorrow. I always tell guys at the end of the year, imagine you walk out of the Beis HaMedrash straight onto the plane. Imagine you don't have to hang around the Ben Gurion Airport for a few hours. You walk straight out of the Beis HaMedrash onto the plane. You close your Gemara, step out of the Beis HaMedrash, you're on the plane already. Would you feel bad? Would a person have a conscience to switch on the movie and start watching movies? You know, a few hours, a minute ago I was in the Beis HaMedrash with the Gemara, now I should watch, you know, if it's a nature movie or something like that, I'm not talking about. But I'm talking about, you know, a movie that might have preachers in it. A person doesn't realize is that he can break himself chas v'shalom before he's even arrived in America if he lets himself into the Yitzhahar. And that's the third Nakuda. Kuda is, and especially when you go to a place where you see where you're, you know, where the person's ruchness might be, might be shaky. The first time you give into the Yitzhahar can be already the beginning of the end. In other words, the Yitzhahar tells you this morning, don't get up for shachas. You're not strict. You know, if you're not strict and then say, no, I'm going to get up shachas, because once I make it a beginning not to get up for shachas, who knows what the end's going to be. And the same thing, you know, the kvishas hayetz is so important now. When you go onto the plane tomorrow, okay, let's say you feel, you're tired, you relax, you feel, you have to watch a movie. If you flip around and see there's a movie about lions catching sheep in the jungles in Africa, the Seder, Meretnish, we're not talking about that. But if you see it's a movie of a thing, you realize that if you're going to listen to it now, you're giving in to the Yitzhahara. You've worked a year and a half in yeshiva to work to the Lailam. Right? In other words, a person's worked a year and a half, a person goes on the plane tomorrow, or even at the airport, whatever, without Shmir Sanaim, or he watches movies, or he reads a newspaper that has pieces in it which he mustn't see, and then he's given into Yitzhahara. It could be the fighters, Chas v'Shalom, you know, he's lost the battle before he's arrived on American soil. And especially in arriving in America, where you have to realize that the first time there's going to be battles, terrible battles. Remember, Yosef HaTzadik shined the Koyach. Yosef HaTzadik gives us the Koyach. The ever bad the battles are, is we have the Koyach from Yosef HaTzadik. We're reading through the Parshas of Mitzrayim, where Yosef HaTzadik gave the Koyach to Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim. God wrote to him in the Erevah. It says everything about Klal Yisrael they did in Mitzrayim. Aroyas they didn't do. God wrote them in Erevah. Medrash says Beferish, they were going themselves from Erevah. And because that they went out of time. Mitzrayim was the Mokam of Zima, which Ridi Cheskel, Pei Chav Gimel, Pei Chav Tes. It was Moli Zima. Klal Yisrael, God drew out to an Erev. It's because of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik shines into a person the Koach of keeping his creatures of Yetzer, keeping himself back. And that's the Koach that Yetzer, a person has to say to himself, make a Cheshva Nefesh. If I give now into the Yetzer, if I give now into the Yitzhahara, who's going to, you know, where's it going to lead to? When a person is losing the battle against the Yitzhahara, you're not learning in yeshiva, you have the koach to fight with the Yitzhahara, it's very easy to lose it. You're not going to have the same koach to fight, the same fighting power you're not going to have. Fighting power is the hours, more and more hours you put into learning. And you've got other things in your head, you've got the chol in your head, you haven't got the same fighting power. Liyar gets on the Yitzhahara, Yitzhahara. The Lashon HaBroig is, you've got to fight to the chol of the Yitzhahara. And then when a person starts losing, always a war, once it's half lost, it's much more difficult to win. Why? Because it's already half lost. You've got to, you know, the counter battle is always much more, it's always much more difficult. So one has to be very, very careful not to give in the first time to the Yitzhahara. That doesn't know exactly what he can do, where his weaknesses are, where he's dealing. Let's say, I'm not talking to you now, that's not going to get to you. But I'm saying, it's certain that a person's addicted to TV. There are certain things that a person's not allowed to watch. Right? A person's addicted needs to see TV. And I know that in bedrooms in YU, there's TVs, it's not a secret. And I even had a story once of a kid who had a TV in his room. He used to email to me, what should he do about it? It's a little yidua. But there are certain rooms with TV. And people get schwach. And, you know, they fancy watching something, right? So a person has to realize that even if he comes to a chas v'chalila, not to see something that's also up Yishulchan Aruch. Right? If he has to see something and he sees a nature program, he sees the news, whatever, not to see something that's also Yishulchan Aruch. As soon as one starts leaving, as soon as one starts going against Yishulchan Aruch, that's the worst Indian. The worst Indian is as soon as it starts with one leg out of Shulchan Aruch, and then who knows the end. That's always been the problem is very much so in modern orthodoxy, and the problem with the Tilo Mi, with Zionism here, as soon as you acceptance of things which are connected to Shulchan Aruch, you're stepping out of line. As soon as one steps out of line, the rest is very dangerous. You've got to be careful. If you say you can't be, it's too formidable for you to say you're not going to watch TV, to say you're not going to read a book, to say there are not so many Jewish books and so many Jewish novels that you can buy today without any preachers. Baruch Hashem, America, the American Jewry has catered for Jews to be able to live within a Mesgeret HaKadosh and have all the conveniences that they have. And the same thing goes for Macholas, Asuras, Achman, and Tzlan. You know, I've said this, there's a Heter, yes, Shem, and Melach, and not Chol Yisrael, yes, Chol Yisrael. Yeshiva Bachas realized that, you know, Macholas, Asuras, he knows there's an Indian that's Mepumt in the Leiv, that's Mepumt in the Nefesh, and everything one has to make sure it's clearly, Oiskalt, and Alfi Shulchan Aruch. You know, whatever he sees, whatever he eats, everything has to be. And then you notice that you're living within him as Geret HaKadosh. You're living within him as Geret HaKadosh. You're makbid in all these inyonim. Not have anything to do with Tumah, with Pritzas, with any inyonim which are Hepach Ratzon Hashem. And then you'll feel that you're living in a world. You're living in a world of Anana Kovet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 40 years in Anana Kovet. And there he gave us the Torah. Why? To teach us that if a person lives his life, he can live his life in Torah Mamish as if he's living in Anana Kovet. In other words, Anana Kovet means they were living with a full Kedusha and a full Katar. They couldn't see, they were oblivious, they couldn't see what was going on outside of them. They're living a life in the Beis HaMikdash. They lived their life 40 years. And that Koach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kol Yisrael. If you want to live your life a Yeshiva Bocha, you want to live your life a Ugi Hit in the life, you want to live your life a life of Kedusha and Tahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Sefer Shemayim. It's such a difference. Such a difference in the learning. So that all boils down to the fact is one has to decide that one is an Eved Hashem. And an Eved Hashem means that every step I'm taking with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything which has to do with Ra is really, I don't want to let it get into my life. You know, in terms of the Limud Echol that one has to do, there's obviously not to do any Limud Echol if your parents are paying tuition for you, and you know, you've got to get good results, it's a gezel of your parents whether they die. But not that the lachat has to be that I've got to get the 98 and I've got to get the 99 and I've got to get the best result. But die, your parents put you in a place and call upon you in that place, they're expecting you to do your Limud Echol and to succeed in Limud Echol. Say this, you've got to do work some hours in Limud Echol, but it doesn't mean you've got to therefore be, you know, the top of the class, the top of YU, the top of the top of the top of the top. You have to pass it, you have to look at it as if my parents put me here, and perhaps I need an ishtadlus or whatever it is for parnasa. As long as I pass, as long as I can pass, as long as I can say that I'm passing and I'm getting a good job. Mustn't get you into a lachat. When it gets before finals, which things get more difficult, as I always tell the boys, you know, to say to keep up your difficult schedule, learning schedule before finals when you have 10 hours a day to study a textbook. You know, might sound something that is exer sheinat tibi yachalam, but at least you should realize that you have to make some sort of schedule. You've got to have a separate schedule for finals. A boy is going dating with girls, always tell them they have to have a certain schedule. It's less, they've got more in their head. But you always have to have a schedule. You've always got to be disciplined. I'm doing this Seder, and this Seder. And a normal time, it's 3 hours here, 3 hours here, and 2 hours there. And another time, it might be 2 hours here, and 2 hours here, and an hour here. But it has to be a Seder, it has to be a schedule. Your day must never leave a Seder, a Sudar of Torah learning. Even when you've got a lot of lachatzim all over the place, that's another big issue. The third big issue is Shabbos. The fourth big issue is Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos, you have to go home. But when you go home, other rabbi, sing all those mirrors in your house. And you know, don't worry, your father likes it. In your case, your father likes it. Say, make a heilige Shabbos dish out of it. Try to minimize the talking of Ram Telem at that Shabbos table. You know, the Ketchilim on Shabbos. Chalana talked about Ram Telem on Shabbos. That's already, again, it's put on an halacha that says, B'koshi hitiyu l'daber b'Shabbos. Fill a divrei Torah b'koshi hitiyu l'daber. Shabbos is a man, but there's no halacha. There shouldn't be divrei either. But Dabra Dova, it's a posuk in Yeshaya. But nevertheless, divrei Torah is the one to talk divrei Torah. And try to make sure the Shabbos table, try to minimize and push out as much in your name. Even if your family's schmoozing, everybody's schmoozing, there's friends around, you're at the table, you can't get up and leave the table, but you don't have to schmooze as much as them, which try to be magmedactic and Shabbos to talk as little as possible. But I call upon him at the Shabbos table when you're at home, as you sing a Hail at Shabbos table, you sing all the Zemiris, whether your father knows the songs, your father doesn't know the songs, you know, you'll teach him the songs. You don't realize how much a niggin, you know, it's summer singing niggin. And Shabbos Bechlal is a very, very important day. Shabbos is the key to the whole week, right? As you know, the whole Karech of Noam Shabbos is full of it. The Shabbos, the Vilti Tia Sugah, the Vilti Tia Sugah Mehem Shishayomim, they shouldn't be closed off. The Shishayom Shabbos is a time we want to continue the Shabbos of Shabbos. The more successful Shabbos is in terms of Avodas Hashem, the more it follows, the easier it is to daven, the better the davening is during the week. Shabbos is a very, very important one. And I know, again, in YU, a lot of people go home for Shabbos. And Shabbos is the worst time of the week, instead of being in certain ways the best time of the week. Is that why if you're going home, you have to go home and, you know, in a nice way, you can mamish make your whole Shabbos table. You can mamish make your whole family Shabbos into a different Shabbos. You know, don't say long-winded divrei Torah that nobody's got nerve for. If you prepare, no. If they like, they like it. I'm saying, if you know the type of divrei Torah that your parents are going to enjoy, prepare five divrei Torah, three divrei Torah, short ones even, for every meal. you know, after this course, say, you know, I've got another vod, you know, you played it nicely, you know, I've got another vod over here, and there's another pasuk which I always never understood now, I just saw this perish over here. And, you know, try to, for your own sake, that your Shabbos has to be Devam Shabbat. And also, you know, and Bechal, Shabbos, you don't have to be home, try always to go to places like that. It's Andrew Gan, you go into square. I know people who went to square for Shabbos, for the spirit of Shabbos. I know people who are so remote from any feeling of Avo, Chassidish, and everything. They went there, they were, I've never been there for Shabbos. But I know the people, it means a tremendous love. I know quite a few boys who tried to keep your kesher up with going to holy places, to places of Kedusha and Shabbos. And that's, you know, that's, these are all nekudot very, 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 very important. But again, it always boils down to feeling, you know, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling tata the whole time. And you know, and if one begins to feel that one's not feeling that, one has to increase learning Sifrei Ahava, even if it's at the expense for a day or two of a bit less Gemara, but to do a bit more, you know, Sifrei Ahava, or Tzedikah, or Nesiv Shalom, whatever. People make a mistake. The amount of hours you spend, it's all very, very important, etc., etc. But it's got to be the Sherish. The Sherish has got to be there. The Sherish is the Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the learning of Gemara is coming, Mitoich Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Tzvi Maya, people can't learn the Chavrusa with him because of that. He loves such a Slav, you know, 5 hours, 6 hours. A friend of mine told me that he spoke to ex-Chavrusa, he said, oh, for 4 or 5 hours, the guy was, you know, his Chavrusa was dropping off. And he was Gehagad, and Tzvi Maya was, you know, with the same Slavas. You know, Gemara, all the oil is lifting Gemara. You know, people say that Chassidus, you know, Chassidus, they don't learn enough Gemara. Other Abba, the reason why they're learning all the other things, that when they learn Gemara, they should learn Gemara with the Kedusha, with Harish, be able to be Dovek, to be discussed themselves, to the Neshamas, to the Tanama, and Meron, with other Abba. And, you know, Gemara is a Moedic, you know, they say like, you know, the Gemara is intellect, and this is like other Abba. When one's an Eben Hashem, one's learning Gemara, learning Gemara, Tosh Bal Peh, being Omal, the Amela, the gear that goes into the Yonam of Torah, is a Matar, a Makadish, a Mazach. That's only for persons learning Torah about Pei, only if he's learning Gemara, Mitech Kedusha, after having prepared themselves with a good davening and a good learning before davening, where a person's feeling I'm learning as an Eved Hashem and all the Yegia is just purifying me and just being Mekadosh and Matayra me more. I mean, it's using up energy, which, you know, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 120, is going to show a person all the energy that he has. He's going to say, why did you only use 3% of the energy? But the more Yegia a person has, the more he's taking parts of his physical side to him and he's making them spiritual. And that's why, you know, Anu Amelim Vehein Amelim, Anu Amelim on the Kabbalah Scha, you say when you make Tiyamim. What does it mean? Enam Eilam on the Kabbalah Scha. Not that you just get tired because you were almost, you learned another blood. You get Scha for, you get Scha. You finished Tannis today? Anu Amelim, Ata Omel, Ata Omel. Vehein Amelim, very Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Change in Tiske, Kach Tiske, Lesayim, Harbe Masechnes. Emes Hashem, Ezra Hashem, Ezbach. Ah, Yishmach. So you made that, you say, Anu Amelim, Vehein Amelim. You think of what Amela went into your learning. It's not that you, because you did the extra three blood through Amela, you're getting Scha the extra three blood. That's again, that's the intellectual way of looking at it. Shut it down. Amela Nesvan say that. Amela is the actual Amela. Besides all the blood you learn, the actual Amela, because Amela means that you're using up your energy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a guf neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to use the koyches haguf for your neshama. That elevates your koyches haguf. The more yegiah that there is, the more energy you're using, the more physical energy that's becoming ruchnis. The more physical part of you is becoming more ruchnis. If a person goes through lots and lots of yegiah, he becomes more and more spiritual. That's the whole meaning. All Torah has to be learned, the yegiah of Torah. When a person's tired and he learns, the reason why it's worth so much more, because he's taking energy, physical energy that normally he doesn't use because he's tired, he would normally rest, but now he uses it for Torah. So it's just Mekadosh and Mekadosh and Mekadosh, and that's what we're working on. So Mekadosh, Kadshenim and Mitzvah, but tired and Beinu Lotcha, Yav Chav Yemes.
And the last issue is coming on the Mashiach.
Right. Shema, the Indian of the coming close of Mashiach is, we have to realize, number one, that because Mashiach is so close, we have to realize, number one, that every mitzvah every single mitzvah can bring Mashiach, every single mitzvah can bring Mashiach, the whole world looks up to us. And you know, in these days, we don't realize that in these days, every mitzvah can bring Mashiach. Just imagine Mashiach comes and all the Tanom and all Amiram and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen come up to you and say, Noam, if you would have learned that Mishnah, Mashiach would have taken longer. And now it's Mefurish in the Rambam, Mefurish in the Rambam. And the Rabbi Shabbat used to say, the Rambam writes in Akdomah, Seifa Halachos Halachos. If the Rambam writes that, that's halacha. That every mice, the person that has to see, look at it, the whole world is chati zakai, chati chayef. If there's one mice, he's machriyaz kol oilam mekafskos. The person has to realize that in this door, where Mashiach is so close, not only is Mashiach close, nobody knows who and what can be done to bring about Mashiach. And the person has to be machaven, you know, when a person wants to close the safe, he says, you know, if I learn another Mishnah, I can even bring Mashiach close. And the other thing is, the need of tzapia for the hoping. When you say, ki l'sha'oscha kivino kol ayom, you say, yishalayim ericho, the tzapia for the gula, ki l'sha'oscha kivino, think how we've been Tzilin Golus. Think how the biggest tsar is that Klal Yisrael becomes so accustomed to living in Golus. And the worst Golus is when Klal Yisrael becomes accustomed to living in Golus. We become accustomed to the Beis HaMikdash. But you have to realize the Gemara says that Kol Dor Shaloi Nivna Beis HaMikdash Ki Nechrav. Every door that the Beis HaMikdash isn't built, it's Kilo is Nechrav. It's Kilo is the Chom Beis HaMikdash. Every door there's a Chom Beis HaMikdash. The person has to realize that we're living through its Kufa, where the Beis HaMikdash is burning. The Beis HaMikdash is burning, it's flames. The Beis HaMikdash is burning. We are, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you are the ones who are mechuyev to build the Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't build the Beis HaMikdash, it's clearly you're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the way a person has to, when a person davens in Yonim HaMashiach, a person says in Koyim Chmal Kino Sefiyah, Mosai Timlech Betziyah, and the core of Yomenu, La Oilam Voay Tishka, a person manages to cry. A person has to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't anymore. To think of the goal of the Shechina, the goal of the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechinta Begalusa. And that disturbs me so much, people say, come back to that thrall, we're out of the goals. We are out of Golus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in Golus. What use is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golus. Shchinta v'Golusa, Shchinta v'Golusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be on Har HaBayis with the Beis HaMikdash. And we have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. And if you're not metaktik, if you're not mechafim when we say these things. The Rambam writes in, and I think the end of, I haven't seen it for a long time inside, so I don't want to quote words. The Rambam says something, I think he says it in the end of Shoftim, not Smilach. The Rambam says that anybody who's not metzapeh for the Gula is koifer in the Gula. In other words, not somebody, he believes that one day Mashiach is going to come, but he's not waiting for it. That's also a koifer. A person has to be mitzapeh. And it's one of the first questions. When a person dies, he comes up to Shemayim, Tzipisa li Yeshua. You look at the Doylan, look at the Inel Bad Shevi, everything he said was Geula, King Geula, Mosai, and Yibana HaMikdash, Yitzian Tamale, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, everything was Shibana Beis HaMikdash, everything was there, was the Bechani. We have to live in the Tekufa, we have to realize that we're heading for a glorious Tekufa. We're living for Tekufa, we're Metzah Shem, we're all going to be Zaych of the core of Mamish. We have to realize that the Rambam finishes in the end of Yad HaChazaka, in his Avu Chachom, in the Moisa Mashiach, Loikadei Lechel, the Lishbois, Poelakadei Liyasamech, nobody's going to be mavatl. We have to hope Mashiach should come. We have to spend the whole day in Ruchnis. Just imagine after having a good davening. Just imagine, then you've got to do this and you've got to do that. Just imagine when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be misanig, zid HaShechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'oil al netzach v'tzochim, never stopping, more tanuk, more zid HaShechina, without stopping. And it could be a second away, it could be a minute away, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your krecht, it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your krecht. Is that the ending of? We have to realize that we're in Golus and there's no halt of the Gula until the Gula actually comes. The real Gedolim said this, Vadai, the Simonim showed that we're so close to the Gula, but we're still not out of Golus. We're still in Golus. You have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mosai, Timlech, B'tzion, Yerushalayim, Erech, Barachim, Toshav. Shabbos, you're not allowed to say Patoshas. We don't stop davening for the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. In Lechadoidi, which was supposed to be full of Simcha, it's full of sadness. Mikdash Melech, Kumi, Tzii, Mitech, HaFeich, Rav, Lech, Shabbos, Beinah, Kabocha. It's oiri, Kavorech, we're davening, we're crying. In Lechadoidi, in the singing. And the whole Shabbos we're discussing it. The Indian of bring about the Beis HaMikdash because without the Beis HaMikdash the Shabbos is not the same Shabbos. Shabbos Tach Me'ein Olam Haba. We're only living in the Me'ein Olam Haba. There's nothing that we do. The Simchas Chasna, the happiest time you have to put Ash on your head. Yaakov Emden writes in the Noyik to say Al Nar is Bobel. Im Neshkochech Yushlan Tishkach Yimini Tidbak L'Shoyni L'Chiki. They sing it by a Chuppah. At the pinnacle of Simcha. There's no Beis HaMikdash, how can we be Mesameach? Well, we ask in the Shabbat office, you look at the Mashiach, it's in Tzubis, the Mashiach, Tzubis, the Shabbat Sameach, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to be Mesameach, as even Rashi says in the Shabbat office. We can't be Mesameach because there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Birchas Shabbat office, some of them are bakoshas, are prayers, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mezaka, that we should be Zoicha to be Mesameach, because the emes we feel that we can't be Mesameach. Even on our own chasdi, even on the marriage of our children. Why? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash to realize we're living in a world of which we can't be at peace with it. We're not allowed to be at peace with it. We have to live with this despair. We have to live with your hoping any minute that Mashiach should come. Every minute Mashiach should come. And that's the Musa Haskell as well. When we say every minute Mashiach's coming, so the person has to behave in a way that he should be able to, he shouldn't be embarrassed when he's in the Kabul Pnei Mashiach, which is also very important. As long as you're a pnimistika mensch, which you are a pnimistika mensch, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be with you, and you'll always have Hatzlacha, Alei v'Hatzlach, carry on going up, carry on rising, v'Hatzlach and v'Masliach. Don't forget that standing on the same spot is already the beginning of an afila. One always has to try and look for new ways, and new and none of it. Remember, every morning, Cheshvan Nefesh, in the evening, you make a Cheshvan Nefesh, if this day was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me back my neshama for, and then, you go to bed, v'yodav kidruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you an neshama that you gave me back.
you gave it to me today, and I'm giving it back to you, and I use it up, and I use all my energy. You know, that's David. You know, if you feel a chas v'shalom, the sienas are very, very great. And then, you know, then again, you're going to have to talk further. But Hashem, you know, hopefully if you've got a good roommate and a good everything, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. You have to work on covering your grounds, you have to work on, you know, covering, living the life of an El Chid, of an Eved of Hashem. Davening, if you daven Shachas Mincha Maariv, you do your 2 hours in the evening, you do your good morning Seder, you do a Blat day, Omid morning, Omid night, your four Mishnahs and thing, it's a very good Seder. You know, you look at it after a month, you see how much you've done, after a month, you see yourself growing in Hashem. Always look on. You know, be happy with yourself. Don't let the feelers get to you. Chasham, you have a bit of a feeler, so you say, you know, that's it. You know, that's it. That's the end of the feeler. I had a feeler. I need my care that I had a feeler. But now I'm moving on. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to move on. So Moridika piece from the Tzemach Tzedek or from the Balatanya. That somebody, you know, he talks about somebody who's Roya Kerry in Yom Kippur or something like that. Yeah, okay. Somebody who's Roya Kerry in Yom Kippur. Bedtime. He says, you know, when he starts to happen, how did this happen to me? Then he has to say, but today's Yom Kippur, I'm not going to miss out on all this stuff, right? You know, like, the person has a feeler, you read them, fold, because that's the worst part of being a reader. You read it, a person has to be able to have and you know, it's brought down in the Sfarim that some people have reached Aliyah Stafka from the Yeridus. Some people have climbed out of Yeridus and, you know, gone even further than ever gone before. But the person feels he's distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that gives me even thirstier now to get back. And everything is good, everything is a Tachlef HaToyiv, everything is Toyiv is Tachlef HaToyiv. You know, that's a life. You carry on living that life, and then Mamela, the ball will roll from the field. It's a different life, it's a life of, I don't know, accomplishments, it's a life of sipuk, you know, that's what we ask for. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimichayev, shafti beveis Hashem. No, you did very, very well. You did it.